where we're moving on.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako with Dr. Gene Hensler and Mark Bendinelli. We're all very smart people. We got PhD, CFA, CFP,
all that kind of stuff, yada, yada. I got one down here now. This is a client inquired this week about Gary Zimmerman's new program. Now, I'm not familiar with this. Max My Interest. As a member of his program, you open several bank accounts at both conventional banks and online banks. And every month, his software moves the funds to the bank paying the highest interest. He said the average gain in interest is 0.8%. What do you think about that?
Is that from your original interest, or is that just absolute? So if you're earning 0.2%, are you going to get 1% interest?
I think so.
I think
what he's saying is if you just stay in one bank, how many bank accounts are you going to have to move this money around?
It's going to get pretty confusing after a while.
Is this free? Is there no charge for this? Does Gary Zimmerman charge nothing for this?
Of course he's got to charge something. You got to make your money somewhere. Well, I think it charges about 0.8% or 0.08%.
Okay.
So that's $80 on $100,000 in deposits. Do you want to come up? Do you want to have the hassle of keeping up with 15 different bank accounts for just like a couple bucks?
Bill used to be the master of opening and closing credit cards.
Whole different ball game, buddy. If they're going to give me 0% interest and I can go put it in a muni bond,
that's right.
Earning five back in the day.
That's right. He was doing that all the time.
I have a problem.
He was doing that all the time. Then he'd pay off the balance and he'd open another card up.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's coming back too. So here's the deal. I know Clark Howard says don't close the card. Yes, close the card. Wait 6 months. They'll send it to you again, 0% financing. I'm telling you. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. My wife won't let me.
Yeah. Make like $50 over 6 months.
Need $50. You take $100,000 and make 5% on it.
That's right.
I'm paying 0% interest. I bought a muni bond. Tax free. Now, this was back when you could buy a muni bond that was paying.
That actually yielded
some interest.
Something.
Today is not worth it. But to this day, when we go buy furniture, my first question is, what's the same as cash money? What's the same as cash financing?
I know.
If they'll give me 24 months, same as cash, why am I going to pay them?
I know.
Now, here's
the important thing.
You must make sure
you pay them.
Yeah, you do.
It's a nice balloon payment at the end.
You have to make sure you have the cash. This is not a financing issue.
This is from Lenny and Tracy from Hiram. No, I'm glad you didn't give me your last name. My wife and I are young. We don't have any kids. We're healthy. We decided not to sign up for any federal health insurance in 2014 because of its cost. Will I be assessed a penalty on my 2014 tax return?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Well, it's the
lesser. It's only about $500, isn't it?
Well,
no,
it depends.
Could be more.
How much?
Yeah, so $95 per family member or 1% of the household income in excess of your tax filing threshold. So let's say you make $50,000, you're married couple, 2014, your filing threshold's $20,000. So 1% of that'd be $297. I'm not saying, but it's not.
Then you were just talking about how H&R Block might be busy.
Exactly.
Because this kind of stuff.
Yep. Or the Hensler Tax Department too.
Yes. Well, we don't deal with people. We want people with $1 billion in income a year. Please, we're trying to slow growth down here.
No, right? But if
we don't have any riffraff, you make $500,000, $700,000 a year. Don't show up.
We have high thresholds here.
We have minimums.
I'm gonna sit over here and let you run the
show. No. You know what happened.
By the way, if you'd like to email him, you can email him. DrGene@Hensler.com.
We get into this stuff all the time, not just because necessarily our clients are into that, but they got kids and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And so that comes up.
It's all fun and games until you have a serious accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also the thing about it is this penalty is going to jump significantly higher.
Yeah, it would 3 years from today would be almost $700.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be more than that, but okay.
Well, it's 2.5% of household income.
Oh, I'm sorry. Or $700.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. $700 or 2.5% of that household income. Right.
So it would be significantly higher.
Yeah. So what your same number, it would be about $800.
Yeah.
So it's good. You keep it. It's a very risky thing. My suggestion to anybody out there is to get the cheapest policy you can get with the highest deductible, et cetera, et cetera. It's tough. It's going to be tougher. All the rules are changing. They're going to change again. I'm just telling you, look out after the election of next year, because there's all sorts of things going to change then.
You need insurance. You break your leg, it's going to be very, very pricey.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take much. You can be healthy, you know, but you trip and fall and break something. Okay. All right. Anna Felix from Woodstock. I'm being offered a pre-tax flex spending account at my work for my medical bills. I'm 24. I rarely get sick. Is flex spending worth it?
Well, in general terms, it is worth it because most people are not always healthy. Let's explain what flex spending account or FSA is. It basically allows you to contribute pre-tax dollars to an account that your employer administers for qualified expenses, which can be prescription drugs, office copays, deductibles, eyewear, vaccines, yada, yada, yada.
So that, for example, if we have a health care plan here. Mm-hmm. And that would mean is that if we had a flex savings, I don't think we do we?
Yes.
We do. Mm-hmm. I could put additional money into that and then use that for my copays,
mm-hmm.
and it would be tax deductible.
Yes. You can use it for orthodontia, dental fillings, extractions, chiropractic, acupuncture services, contact lenses, cleaning solution, prescription sunglasses, reading glasses, insulin, diabetic supplies. Infertility treatments, that may or may not be an issue.
You're right in there. Pregnancy
test mark, I don't know. No. Hearing aids, batteries, genetic testing. So you don't have to be sick necessarily to be able to use it. Now, let me do the math for you real quick.
Okay.
So if you made $50,000 a year,
yep.
Because this comes out pre-tax.
Correct.
You don't pay Social Security tax. You don't pay federal tax, state tax. So at the end of the day, if you made $50,000 a year, you would end up, let's say you put $2,000 in the FSA.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you would end up with after-tax income of $36,158 versus $35,505. So it's an extra $653.
Bucks. And if you wear glasses, and I go in every year and get an eye exam, I suppose it covers that.
Now, the max you can put away is $2,500, and it is, for the most part, there's a $500 rollover, but it is a use it or lose it. So you got to figure out how much you're spending.
So you lose it if you don't use it.
Up to $500.
What happens to this money? Does it just magically disappear?
No, the company gets to keep it.
So we encourage everybody.
Yes, but
it's a 5% owner.
But
we encourage everybody to load up.
But I think this is also
especially our young healthy people.
Max it out.
But this is where Gene's going to blow his top here because why did you allow such a plan to be in the building? So if you decide to put $2,500 in, and let's say they take it out, you get paid monthly $200 a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can make a claim first day of the plan for $2,500, and guess who's going to fund it?
Oh, okay. So time value of money there.
Now, not only that, but guess what happens if you quit or get fired?
You get to keep it.
You get to keep it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you got to fund it, boss man.
So anyhow, that would seem to be, quote, for most people.
It is.
A good deal, and they should do it.
Yeah, maybe you don't do $2,500, but maybe you do $500 because still.
Hey, a married couple with a couple of kids tell me they're not going to be ripping through.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Exactly.
That just saves some money. So.
You know you're going to go see the doctor or the dentist every so often.
Yeah, Mark, in your situation, you're probably correct. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense because you have health insurance. Kimberly from Dunwoody, Bill. Is it worth combining my 401ks?
Yes.
That would be it.
Yes. I know I got a minute 37 seconds here, but no, you don't need 400 different 401k plans. It's a pain in the you know what to track them.
What you could do is a job that you don't have now. That old 401k, you could just roll into an IRA if you want.
You can.
To.
You can roll it into an IRA.
You don't have to roll it in, or you can put it in your own 401k now. But if you wanted to, you could just roll that out into an IRA.
Right.
And that gives you much more opportunities
Absolutely.
To invest.
And you got a lot more options. Because if you roll it in your current 401k, say they only have like 10 options, and you're stuck with those.
The only reason to roll it in your current 401k plan is if you think you might need to borrow against it.
That's correct. That makes sense like that. Well, you killed that one too. Okay.
Well, look, we got 59 seconds. Market up or down? Recession, not recession. I feel a recession coming.
I don't know. I'm
was GDP negative?
Mark is real.
Was GDP negative in the first quarter?
Yeah, Mark is real.
Was it?
Real overly optimistic.
That's how he will answer my question.
I do not think we're going to be in a recession, but I do feel that
two quarters in a row is all it takes, you know.
Well, that stupid board's got to get together and decide.
Exactly.
You know.
They changed it last time. It wasn't two quarters. It was employment wasn't high enough. So
yeah, okay.
Whatever they want to make up.
Well, I can't believe the market's going to continue straight up as it is and all this bad news. But I'm optimistic, so I say the market's going to be up next week.
Devil's advocate down.
Down.
We'll see you next week.
Chances of being exactly the same as about zero.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.